Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Care to Read. Hello, and welcome to Care to Read. You have your Omi Inca 7 in the house, your advocate, the one you want, and your advisor, the one you need. And thanks for joining us here at Care to Read at 646-478-070. Thanks again. And this evening, we are continuing on with our segment, Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. And as we come up on the end of the month, as you know, the caboose brings up the rear. And with these last 2 days, we are bringing up the rear, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't want to forget about that topic under mind, body, soul, and spirit of health dealing with weight control. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, weight control. Now, I pose the question, are your thyroids making you fat? I'm going to pose that question again. Are your thyroids making you fat? That little gland that's between your Adam's apple and your throat, it's your T-cell. Say that with me, thyroid gland, T-cell, they both go together. Can that be making you fat? We're going to explore that this evening, and we are going to look into things and find out, if it is, what nutritional foods should we be eating to cut down on the slow metabolism or to increase the metabolism so that we can speed up the process. We could be off balance with either one, ladies and gentlemen. And this evening, my co-host and I will be examining this topic. We are experts in certain areas. However, we don't propose to be an expert in this area, but we want to cover it because we want to do a thorough job for you, and we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to research it for yourself. And as you know, we always bring books to you that you can share with your family and that the parents can read as well. And we'll be talking about those books. But let me stop and acknowledge my co-host that's in the audience that will be joining me this evening and make sure that he's there and put him in the air. Co-host?
Yes. My name is Terrell Garvin. Welcome to Read.
Now, do you think, Terrell, that your glands, your thyroid, that little bitty notch in between your neck could be making us fat? Do you think that?
I believe so, but I have a quick question that I was interested in knowing. Can a simple missing nutrient change your life for the better?
Well, stay tuned for station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the air, Terrell, and we'll be discussing that topic. If you don't mind, I will get you involved in the conversation, and this time we'll have you answer your own question, and you'll be able to decide that for yourself.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up, right? Some come with me. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this joint. I'll be sure. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got that house cleaning out of the way. And we got the airways all cleared, and we're free to go now. Once again, thank you for joining the Care to Read room. We want to thank you so much for going the whole distance with us on this occasion. We've got some great shows planned for you, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it. You want to take that dial and lock it in at 646-478-0270. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Lock it in. All right, we're back in the air, and I want to borrow your airwaves for the segment of the 1 hour. And if you can notice or not, we came on the show at 6 o'clock. Our time has changed, ladies and gentlemen. We have things to do, people to see, and places to go. So we moved our program up on the notch by 1 hour. Make that note on your record so you'll know that the Care to Read show starts at 6 o'clock rather than at 6:30, so you'll be free to join us. And you can be able to come in and pose your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Please do that. And I want to say one thing to you. Before we do anything, we always ask permission from our elders, and we also give respect to our ancestors. And I want to know if there's an elder in the house today that can give me permission to go ahead and speak. Do I have permission to speak, Elder? He's giving me the nod that it's okay to speak. I want to welcome my ancestors to the room and pay homage to them and give them some acknowledgement here. Spirits, you're welcome here today, and I ask you to allow me to stand on your shoulders because it's your shoulders that I stand on. I crawl out front so I can stand up straight and erect. And I thank you, ancestors, for allowing us to be a part here and for keeping me the whole way and opening the way to make it plain and clear. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are spiritualists in this room, and we do acknowledge the ancestors, and we do believe in the spirit. What more can I tell you? This is part of who we are as an African, and it's important to exercise your Africanism. Now, before I get into the topic, I want to remind you that in this room we always feature a book, and we recommend books to you that you can read and that you can advance yourself with. I have a great book this evening that I'd like to recommend, and it's called Caring for Kids. Useful information, a hard-to-find facts about child health and development. And this is by Riley Hospital for Children in Indiana's Children's Hospital. This book is sort of like a catalog reference book giving you information about adolescents, their age group, facts about age groups for the youth, and also giving you information that will help guide you through the preschool years. And if you don't know this, ladies and gentlemen, I am a preschool specialist, kindergarten specialist. I work with parents in training and development, parent education. Now, I do want to tell you a little bit about who Project 2019 is. I know you hear us mention that it's underwritten by Project 2019. Project 2019 has been around for, I'd say, about 12 years, founded out of Chicago by Chuck Sanford. Chuck Sanford is our founder, and he is also the author of Project 2019. We do have a book, ladies and gentlemen, And once everything is set up, we're going to ask you to patronize our book. However, right now, we're putting it on the website so you can access it. You can go to project2019.org, and you can research Indiana and find out a little bit more about what we do. Our main goal is to close the gap of disparity of African-Americans going on to higher levels of education. We have a program that works with students and helping them to go on for internship in the area of technical education, such as math and science, biomedicine, as well as engineering. And we lead those students to those programs. We help them prepare for those internships. However, we're going to be doing some other things in the school district this year, and that is working with health and education, and also working with authors and books, and hopefully we'll be able to solicit for more people to join Project 2019, because we certainly have a mission, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not only to get on the radio and have sessions, but it's to go in the community as well. So please, when you see Project 2019 out there, stop me. I may be able to give you a badge or refer you to our website so you can purchase our book. I'm not here to elaborate and push books for myself. That's why you've heard me talk about all these great books and very little about my material. But I will have a website set up pretty soon, and you'll be able to go to that website, and you'll be able to see some of the books and materials I have. Now, I want to go right back to the subject. As you know, we're talking about, can your thyroids make you fat? And will they make you fat? I want to refer to my co-host and get him involved in this conversation a little bit. And we want to make sure that he is able to get some words in, because sometimes when women talk, a man can't get a word in edgewise. All right, co-host, and we're talking about your thyroids making you fat. Is that possible? Do you think so? Co-host, are you in the air? Terrell, are you still with us? Now, I had posed a question that I thought that the thyroids can make you fat, but I want to get some statistics here. I don't want to talk off the top of my head. That's why we have information, which is plentiful. Now, I'm reading to you from a document from the Home Cure, and it reads, the letter is read and written to you. It says, "Dear friends, will your best years be blessed with vitality or bogged down by fatigue?" Now, ask yourself that. The choice is yours. You've probably been led to believe that energy loss, weakness, aches and pains, weight gain, forgetfulness, and even bouts of depression were just signs of growing old, sample facts. It's a simple fact of life. This is it. Or you believe that, and you've come to know that. Today, many thyroid experts, and this is a thyroid expert that wrote this, have an entirely different perspective. What they've discovered, they can transform the lives, literally millions of Americans who labor under the effect of an unactive thyroid and don't even know they have the problem. That's right. They don't even know they have the problem. For example, now the words of, is finally getting out now, and people are finding out the truth, that, number one, even a slightly underactive thyroid can cause a shadow over your life and cause problems that drain your strength. That's right, literally drain your strength from day to day. Underactive thyroid is one of the most overlooked conditions, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to the notoriously inaccurate tests and the symptoms that mimic other conditions. Did I say mimic? That means that there's a look-alike that could mimic the same kind of condition. One of the most common causes of sluggish thyroids and is easily fixed, ladies and gentlemen. This doctor found that out. And he's found out that it's iodine deficiency. Iodine deficiency. Is that what is inside of our fish that we get out of the ocean? Yes. And if you're living close to the ocean, that's one of the reasons why they said that you can have your youth back, you can be healthier when you eat out of the ocean. Because that's where iodine comes from, out of your fish. Now, if you're living in a land and you're landlocked and you're away from the water and you're not eating fish, you are probably more than likely iodine deficient if you're not buying your fish on a weekly basis and eating it. But you have to also be careful of that mercury as well. Now, I want to go over to the question again. Is your thyroid crying out full replenishment. Let me go to the experts out in the audience here. I think I have my co-host here. Are you still out there, co-host?
Yes.
Now, remember you posed that question, is your thyroid crying out for replenishment? How do you think it can be replenished? With what? Eating what?
I think it would be replenished by eating more fish and more healthier foods.
I mean, what if you didn't live by an ocean? I mean, how would you get fish? I mean, how would you get iodine? Is there some other things you can possibly consume to get your iodine? What would you think?
I really don't know about that. I mean, is iodine healthy for you?
Iodine is the substance that's in fish, from what I'm reading here, Terrell. And it's telling us that we are deficient. And some of the natural salts, like our sea salt, would probably have the iodine there. But if you got the regular table salt, it might be deficient in iodine in and of itself. Let me go on and read some other things that the facts are saying here. There may be a warning. Some of these things that you should look for that are warning. Now, he cautions us that there's some things you can look for. If your energy drops off noticeably throughout the day, and if you're fatigued and feel chills, even when it's a sunny, warm day, you're feeling chill. I used to be like that. I was always cold and putting on sweaters, and it would be sunshine. You feel irritable, depressed, and you can't explain why. You can't lose those extra pounds no matter what you do. You're always on a diet. You toss and turn all night and wake up interrupted, unfresh throughout the night. And your muscles ache all the time, and more often for no apparent reason. And you feel like you're foggy and your head is all blocked up and you're forgetful. Now, those are some tattletale signs, ladies and gentlemen. However, what I'd like to throw out there to you is that remember there is a copycat. There is other things that mimic this, because when they take the test, it can be slightly off red. Now, there's a fast solution that works unlike others, and we're going to get to that in a minute. However, we want to go back and read some more symptoms. Now, Terrell, based on when you said fish, what are some of the types of fish that you think somebody would want to consume? What are some of the fish that you like? What are some of the fish that you've had before that is consumable in your diet? Are you eating fish at all? Well, I know I am. I eat fish just about two or three times a week, and I've found out that I've gotten used to it, and it does keep me healthier. It has a lot of essential fatty acids in it. And it certainly does have the iodine. Now that I'm aware of that, I will eat even more. What you should know about your thyroid and how to help yourself is some things in a nutshell. These hormones are essential to life, and I want to tell you that you have to replace these hormones back. Your thyroid is a small gland with a huge responsibility. It's really tired. It can be overworked, ladies and gentlemen. And it's located in the front of your neck. Its main function is to produce a hormone called thyroxin. Can you say that with me? Thyroxin, known as your T4, because it contains four iodine atoms. And those are atom chains that are connected for the life, which is then further concentrated in your body. It develops this concentration throughout your body, and it's called the trithyroxin, called the T3. And because of the iodine atom, it is removed. And this is what keeps your body thoroughly saturated with iodine. Now, in a nutshell, these hormones are essential to life. I just want to put it to you like that, meaning that you must have them to live. They are necessary. They are carried in your bloodstream to virtually every cell and tissue in your body, and they play a vital role in the metabolism to convert the oxygen and the calories into energy. That's right. Your body has to do some oral mastication in the mouth when it's digesting, and it starts to digest in the mouth. and they are carried into the bloodstream to virtually every cell in the tissue, where they play a vital role in the metabolism. And what is metabolism? That's where your body is breaking things down and digesting it, okay? And they are enabling your heart, your brain, your liver, your kidney, muscles, and organs and tissues to perform at their best around the clock. And that means the heart doesn't get a chance to stop. It is the most hardest working organ in the body. The thyroxine T4 is at the heart of all things. And there are no mysteries how your thyroid makes it. And people are wondering, how can you function if your thyroid is sluggish? The combination of iodine and other enzymes is what it has to have, the amino acids and triglycerides. And then it secretes the T4 hormone into the bloodstream and constant supply to help keep every part of your body functioning in all aspects. Okay? Now, let me say this. When your thyroid runs low and your whole body pays for this, that means you have an unactive thyroid. We all want a balanced metabolism. I know I do. And we count on our thyroids to function each and every day. It doesn't get a rest. We don't have time for that. It must function. Why put up with the symptoms of, you know, the sluggish thyroids? And why live and function as if you can't fight back? You can fight back. Right now, as as I begin to read this and tell you a little bit about how you can fight back, I'm going to go into some things. And once again, I just want to reiterate those things, the telltale sign, what begins in a mild symptom. It can grow worse over months and over years as your thyroid and hormone level continues to drop and get lower. You don't want to be fooled by thinking, I am okay, you know, the symptoms gone. You still want to look for the fatigue and the low energy, a sense of weakness, weight gain, and difficulty in losing weight. Your muscles ache all the time. And if you're having cloudy thinking, memory lapse, intolerance to cold, constipation, dry skin, brittle fingernails, and lifeless hair, and those are definitely telltale signs. Even worse, a doctor often misreads the test sometimes, and it can be mimicking other things. You still have to be very conscious of the fact that in making your life better, you want to consume the iodine. Now, you might be able to go out to the health food store, and you can find the sea salt. I incorporate a lot of kelp in my diet, and it also has the iodine in it because it's very, very rich in iodine, and those are some of the things that you might see other cultures, such as the Chinese, incorporate a lot of seafood and a lot of kelp. Now, what is kelp, you ask? Kelp is a green vegetable that's found at the bottom of the ocean where it entangles itself and gains all the momentum from the bottom of the ocean, and it retains all of the minerals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. You can live without vitamins, but you cannot live without the minerals. Most of our conditions and disease are strictly from a deficiency of minerals. That's right. So when you're getting those vitamins, you definitely want to incorporate the complete minerals as well, because as I'm talking here, iodine is a mineral deficiency. So you might want to find out if you can put whole foods in your diet. And spirulina and kelp are whole foods. You put them in your diet, and it'll consume all of the minerals complete together. And you don't have to take them in isolated form. Now, I want to go on with some other facts here. In order to succeed and beat this battle of this iodine deficiency and giving you back your high metabolism. You notice when we were children, we were younger, we had such a high metabolism, we couldn't keep weight on us, and we were forevermore finding that we could consume large sums of food without gaining weight. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I always had that opportunity to eat whatever I wanted to when I was younger. That's because certain glands and cells are secreting certain hormones that will allow us to digest faster, okay? Now, making matters worse, the typical blood tests that doctors use are notoriously inadequate. If we go in and have a test, sometimes you can't find it. And sometimes it's unnoticed and it goes untreated. They can't simply find the root cause of it. And the hypothalamus, okay, even through testing us, they can't find it. Now, as you go on with these symptoms, you might want to change your diet anyway. You might want to add the seafood. Now, let me give you a hint. People have to let seafood grow on them if they're not accustomed to eating raw food. They might want to get accustomed. You don't want to fry up all of this fish. You want to go in and broil it or saute it. And I mean the salmon, I mean the catfish, and I mean the red snapper. The fish that has the most oil in it would be your essential oils of the salmon fish, very high in essential oils, omega-3s, omega-6, and omega-9. These are the things that you're getting your iodine from, ladies and gentlemen. So they are working extra hard. They're not just consumable because it tastes good. Remember, your body is a mechanical engine, and you got to put the fuel there where you need fuel. And if you're getting your essential oils, I don't care how bad that catfish may taste, and if it is the scum of the earth and you got it off the bottom of the ocean, you're taking it in because those lower food chains, you are taking in the substance that they get from the ocean to help you develop minerals in your body. Now, they're trace minerals too, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that trace minerals are in addition to your regular minerals. And you're going to have to know when your body is deficient. And you're going to have to be able to alert your doctor that something's going on. Now, I want to go on to say that the thyroid active gland, a healthy one, would be normal, not overacting and not underacting. Sometimes we see people that are extremely large, and they tell you, I can't seem to lose weight. I'm eating and taking everything, but I'm not able to lose weight. It might be their glands. Now, I have seen some women get diagnosed with overactive glands. They go into the doctor, and they have a thyroidectomy, and they have their thyroids removed. That can be dangerous as well, ladies and gentlemen, because we still need that thyroid to secrete the T3 and the T4 cells. We still need it to function in that manner, okay? Now, I want you to know something, that if you are exercising and you're balanced and your body starts secreting these hormones, that's another thing that you want to incorporate in your life. And I do yoga, and I like to look at the tape because I'm not an expert. I'm still a novice, and I like to follow along with the instructions with a guide. Yes, you can buy the tapes, and you can do the yoga. The yoga will help the body secrete and help it release the thyroid missing link, the iodine. But you first got to put the iodine in your system. But the exercise is very, very important because your body begins to secrete these hormones. Who would know that they have a thyroid deficiency? Maybe a child. Maybe you have to be very careful to watch and see what's going on in that child's life. Therefore, the Chinese give their children seaweed. They make it into a potato chip and put it in a bag and give them dry seaweed. I tasted it. It is delicious. And it grew on me to the point where I started using it in everything. I was even putting it in my food and disguising it for my family because I needed to get more iodine into their diets. Now, for those of you who don't need to do that and who feel bold enough to just eat that seaweed out of bag, go ahead and help yourself. Eat the seaweed. It will make you blush. Your skin will the blood will rush through your body. It's good for your hair, for the brittle nails. It's good for the skin. It actually energizes you. It is a mineral that has so many uses. Okay, let me read here what it says. Who would have thought feeling great could be this easy? Now, once you take the thyroid missing link, which is the iodine. These are some of the reports that says why I should consider extra iodine. Number one, three reasons. Your body produces no iodine of its own. Your diet likely doesn't provide enough, and you lose iodine daily in your urine. Since iodine is the core building block of virtual thyroid hormones, extra supplementation may be a good idea. So get that supplement. Number two, what is the recommended amount? According to the Institution of Medicine, Foods, and Nutrition Board, now this is from a board, ladies and gentlemen, 150 micrograms to 1,100 micrograms daily is appropriate. Now remember, micrograms are smaller for an adult. Three drops of thyroid active iodine. You can even buy this in a dropper in the health food store and provide 450 micrograms daily squarely in the middle range of government recommendation. This is a government recommendation now. Now, let me go on. The next one, number three, is iodine important elsewhere in the body? Yes, while iodine is mostly stored in the thyroid, it is found in almost all tissues and organs, including the skin, gut, breast, stomach, vertex, nasal cavities, and bones. So you see it's needed everywhere. Isn't iodine salt good enough? Someone wants to know, is that all we need? Now, the findings are, the newest about salt keeps getting worse. The March 2007 issue reads, the prevention reports that salt may also contribute to bone loss and gastric cancer. And the American Medical Association is now lobbying for the FDA to remove sodium from its list of recognized safe foods additives. This is not a safe food. This is not a healthy way to get your iodine, not from the table salt, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make that mistake like some of us have. And it goes on to say, are there other benefits to extra iodine? Yes, there is. And it says restoring healthy levels of thyroid hormones has been found to help reduce cholesterol and homocysteine levels by as much as 30%. Experts believe that Japan low rate of female reproductive organs cancer is linked to the highest iodine level in the Japanese diet. Let me read that again. Also, experts believe that Japanese low rate of female reproductive organ cancer is linked to the high iodine levels in the Japanese diet. Now, why thyroactive? Now, why do you need this iodine? Okay? You need it because it needs to work on all of these areas. It's very important. In other words, you need this product to help you function and to live. Now, there is a colloidal iodine that's on the market. You might be able to ask your pharmacist about it and talk to your doctor about it, and that might need a prescription, but you can also buy it without a prescription in a health food store, okay? And many people put the drops in a glass of water, and it has, you know, a fishy smell to it, but it is consumable. Now, I want to tell you this. The great iodine shortage comes from us not eating from the sea. Iodine deficiency is a major problem worldwide, not just here in the United States, even in America. And it may be hard to believe right now, as hard as it may be, as you stroll down the supermarket aisles and you look for fresh fruits and vegetables and meat. But it's true. Iodine is lacking in most foods, in our fish. Even our fish now is lacking iodine because we're finding fish that's full of mercury and they are deficient in iodine as far as the eyes can see. The problem is that too many foods growing in the livestock that are raised in the United States don't have enough iodine in the soil. Same thing with the silt. It's missing the silt and you're missing minerals. These regions yield detectable and produce mouth-watering steaks, but the low iodine is always discovered for some reason in our crop. In fact, many regions are still remembered as the goiter belt. The goiter belt. Now, that's what happens when you're deficient in iodine. You develop goiters on your feet because so many residents suffer enlarged thyroids caused by iodine deficiency Since these iodine depletions in the soil has spread much of our remaining farmland. Now, if you know it's in the farmland, where else do you have to go to get it? Out of the ocean. Iodine salt was an answer in 1924. But today, we know that more salt, please, is hardly the prescription. That's not the answer, ladies and gentlemen, for better health. I know this because when I was a kid, they were giving me this candy that had salt on it to help build up my iodine level. And it's not the answer. It's hardly the prescription for better health. And even with iodine salt on the scene, people, over 32 million Americans today are believed to be iodine deficient. Did you hear me? 32 million. You get your essential iodine without compromising your health. You're compromising your health when you do, when you take the salt from the table. It's an inferior way to receive iodine. When you can go buy the iodine in a health food store or get a prescription from your doctor. By taking the thyroxine, you can be sure that you're getting the health-boosting iodine you need for optimal benefits from head to toe, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to understand that it will beautify you, make that soft tissue more softer. Your hair will be more manageable and soft. Now, let me go on here, and it says, you see, iodine is one of the several halogens that complete the same repertoire sites and absorption in the thyroid gland. When other holograms are present, your ability to absorb what little iodine is in your diet can be seriously compromised. Compromised, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the public health policy, however, and modern commercial practices, competing holograms are so prevalent in our lives that it is ridiculous. You know, the culprits, well, I'll go on, and it says, chlorine is added to most municipal water supplies and levels so high you can literally smell it. That's what he writes. You already knew that, but I'm going to tell you again that chlorine is in the water. Fluoride is in the water also, and it's added to the public water to supply for toothpaste and medicine, and not only does it block iodine absorption, did you hear me? Fluoride blocks iodine absorption there, so there's another culprit preventing you from getting your iodine. It also inhibits your thyroid's ability to use iodine once it is absorbed. That's not good. That's not good, especially when you consider that the daily amount of fluoride typically consumed by people in fluoride communities is 2 to 3 milligrams, actually exceeds the amount of fluoride known to the thyroid function. Now, bromamine is also a mineral. It's less known, but no less troublesome. It is widely used as a conditioner in baking soda. Okay? Now, I just threw those other minerals in there so you can see about them. Okay. Now, I want you to understand why women should pay extra attention to their thyroids. Women, I want to speak to you. Take a seat, women. Make sure you're sitting down so you can hear me well. And if you're not on the phone, I want to take a moment and thank you for joining the Care to Read Room. And please join us at 646-478-0270. I want to send a shout out to Harambe Radio Station. I want to throw my fist in the air and give 3 shouts. Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. That's our listening neighbor radio station who works very hard out there to bring information. And once again, women, please get close to the radio now. If you're not out there, please join us. I want you to know something, women. Why you should pay close attention to your thyroid and nourishment and why you need this. While someone can suffer from an unactive thyroid, ladies, experts also agree that it's several times more common in women than in men. It's common in women more so than men. Studies at the Harvard and University of Colorado confirm that at least 1 of 10 women over 50 years of age has a degree of low thyroid. Let me repeat that. Studies at the Harvard University in Colorado confirm that at least 1 of 10 women over 50 years of age has some degree of low thyroid. Other studies show that by the age of 60, 1 in 5 women will suffer thyroid problems. So what does that tell you? They're going to be obese and overweight. And it's not our fault, women. It's not our fault when we become overweight. And don't let that excuse that I've had another child be the excuse for you being overweight. Find out if it's your thyroid gland. Find out if it's overactive. And you can do something about it. Women, it seems especially vulnerable during postpartum and menopause period. With the baby boom people existing now, and now we're going through menopause, women, we have the vulnerable problem of postpartum menopause. The estrogen replacement is necessary, and with the therapy that we're getting to reduce the thyroid hormones are available, you can get this taken care of. And the sluggish thyroid function may be responsible for all of the hot flashes, the insomnia, irritability, and associated with menopause, all of it. So that is why you want to definitely take notice of this topic. Iodine beautifies you, women, and you need this mineral in your body to help you. It will help you. And a little bottle can go a long way because you don't even require that much. You don't have to have these energy crashes, okay? Soy is high in substance called glucamine that blocks iodine. So soy can have a problem with you absorbing your iodine too. The utilization works to lower your thyroid hormones. And no amount of cooking or preparation will eliminate the neutralizing of this. The same goes for raw forms of broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, mustard green, bok choy, cress, cauliflower, kale, lima beans, rutabaga, turnips, sweet potatoes, yummy, yam. And the same goes for those items. However, the silver lining here is that cooking these vegetables deactivates the iodine blocking agent. Did you hear me? When you turn the heat up on those vegetables, it blocks the iodine. That's why we want to go raw, because we want the iodine to be flowing in these raw vegetables. The bottom line, iodine blockers are part of our lives. For better or for worse, women, they're there. The question is, do we prepare our foods raw, or do we eat them under the flame? You can't avoid all of this, I know, but you can beat them at their own game if you eat that food raw. Give your thyroids a break, okay? Give your thyroids the power it needs so that it can sustain those secretions under the T3 and the T4. The best way to overcome iodine blocking is simply this. Just overwhelm them with iodine. Have your body flowing with a lot of iodine. Then you will prevent this. And nourish your thyroids with nutritional iodine every day. Rain or shine, make sure you're getting some iodine in your body. The pure iodine in the iodine product that you want to buy, you want to make sure that it is consumable and is recommendable by your health food or your doctor. Remember that it increases the T4 and the T3, and it produces the work that you need to have done. Even in a mild, underactive thyroid can have a negative impact on your life and cause all of these symptoms, okay? And your body needs refreshing, so you can refresh it by buying that. They even have the spirulina in tablets or powder. Dump that over in your drink, because it's going to give you those minerals you need and lots of iodine, ladies. You can smell that iodine in the greenness of the vegetables. And your best, you know, making sure that you stop and do these things is going to help you. Now, I want to also talk to you about your thyroid glands. They work wonders to prevent aging. And it's going to take us right into aging. And I know some of you have heard me talking about, I'm coming up on that 60 age. Oh, I got about five more years to go. But nevertheless, I'm not afraid of aging because I know age is only a number. It's what you feel on the inside. I've always been blessed to have plenty of energized. I have more energization than the average young person when performing on stage and singing and acting and being a kindergarten teacher. I had to have this energy. So I treat the body well. I eat well. And I don't consume alcohols or tobacco. And I try not to stay up too late, but that's what I'm guilty of every now and then, stretching an hour here and there. So I got to get my rest. I know that. But the main thing is I do consume good foods. And I tell you to go out of your way to consume good foods because we want to age graceful. And I always tell you, it's nothing wrong with aging. Don't try to be a teeny bopper. Act your age. It's okay. But you want to age gracefully, and you want to make sure you have the strength you need and the energy to do what it is you have to do. And your thyroids can certainly make you sluggish. We know that. And your metabolism can slow down. Now, I wanted to say this. Your energy drops long below the and when it starts to drop, you start to pay attention. And if you are not losing weight and seem to be holding the weight longer around the belly and weight is just drifting there, you have frequent chills, you're chilly and cold, pay attention to that, ladies, because they know that the majority of these recommendations are for women who contract a deficiency far more so than a man. Pay attention to this, and don't think it's just your menopause, and do something about it. Change your diet. Incorporate raw food so that you are not killing off and blocking off all the iodine, because you know there's blockers out there. Once we heat that vegetable, it will block it. I've told you that. So now that you know, when you know better, you do better. Now, I want to talk to you about aging, because this takes you right into aging when it talks about our hormones, when you are your thyroid can work wonders at any age. Some people think when you lose your pituitary that you're no longer secreting these glands and that you are not capable after a certain age. I want to debunk that hypothesis and say I don't believe that. I believe that your medulla oblongata, your pineal, your master pineal gland is always so ever near and working extremely hard for you. There are beautiful women in this world who maintain their beauty throughout their life, even up until rare ages of 70 and 80. That's right. And longevity sometimes have to run in your family. I come from a family, a long family of women, female women, beautiful women. And we knew our lineage and connect to our lineage and know a little bit about our history, which I won't go into, but a long line of beautiful women. And large amounts of women in the family is a blessing, I know. But we all had to communicate to talk about what things we had to do to keep ourselves beautified, our smile, our radiant smile, our teeth, our hair, and the shininess in our eyes, all those things are important. And as you age, you want to age gracefully. Now, the grayness in your hair, I want to tell you, ladies, not necessarily come from aging, but it is a deficiency of a mineral. You can change that. You can reverse that. And just because you're getting gray hair, that doesn't mean that it goes along with aging. It's a deficiency. You can go in the health food store and revert that and turn it around. I know this because the B vitamins within the complete complex, one of them are the deficient vitamin, and you want to take B vitamins in a complete complementary whole spectrum, not in isolated forms, if you don't have to. And you can convert that. Now, I will say all the perms and the dyes that you get in your hair can cause effects on the hair and cause the hair to be brittle and cause you not to be able to get a natural hair color because you're layering it with so many layers of all of these dyes and colors. You might want to strip those down, ladies, and go to something natural like henna because it actually treats the hair. Now, I don't want to just talk about hair, but I want to talk about aging. And I want to talk about it very intelligently that you're capable of understanding safe and effective aging, anti-aging. Now, if you can slow this little pony down so that it is not rapidly going overboard, then you got it made. When you're coming up on that 60 age, you want to still look flawlessly, ravishly beautiful. Now, why am I saying that? You should still be able to get out and run, ride a bike. You should still be able to exercise. You should still be able to get up and down steps. Don't let something called arthritis get you. You get arthritis first, and you get arthritis where it hurts. You take those vitamins, you do that exercise, and you don't talk about arthritis giving it place in your life. Remember, you have ordered this life you have, and this life you have summoned it here. You created this life you have. So not, why not live in a safe and effective anti-aging? Now, let me talk about it a little minute here. Now, I don't have my co-host with me right now. He's gone out for dinner, but I'm going to bring this little caboose up the rear. And as I told you, we're going to go out of here with a bang the next 2 days. Tomorrow we're going to have joining our show someone from the personality store, and we're going to talk about what does he have to offer in the personality store. And I did mention that there were 11 personalities. I want to stand to be corrected. I think there's 7 personalities, but we're going to talk more about that when we talk about the Medu Natir book, where it talks about the personalities, and our expert will be here tomorrow. But not to delay things, a safe and effective anti-aging. We have finally discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that health-promoting human growth hormones, stimulators, which are providing us with these factors to help delay aging, slowing it down a bit. Nothing wrong with slowing it down a bit, but you don't want to be taking substances that are not recommended or consumable by your doctor. No drugs, ladies and gentlemen. We are drug-free. I repeat, do not take drugs or stimulants. You are taking natural, wholesome, holistic products, which are vitamins or whole food, all right? Not taking drugs that are synthetic products. Now, hormone stimulators, which provide the natural chemistry, will stimulate our pituitary. Why is pituitary so important? Now, ladies, let me talk to you a little bit about that pituitary gland. That pituitary gland is so important. It tells the body when to secrete the hormone levels for our eggs in our body, and also it gives instruction for the menstrual cycle. That hormone is very important. The pituitary functions and restores natural levels of these life-enhancing hormones. Now, let me read about it here. And this is coming from the Hippocrat Store, and it's a speech that was written by Yvonne, of Yvonne and Vicky, that they wrote. And here's what they write. Over the past 2 decades, a very sizable industry has been emerging in the area of life extension. This field especially created partly in the response to consumer fear over declining health and aesthetics. Aesthetics is the outward appearance, ladies and gentlemen, is comprised of health care specialists, full supplement lines, and even moderate to full-scale facilities. As such, may question the products and the service and claim that they have a largely uneducated public. Many of us would like to live longer and stay younger, but none of us should have to sacrifice our health, our finances, or in some case, our very life to do it. Now, I'm going to stop on that note. And it just struck a note with me about Michael Jackson going to the extreme of his facial cosmetic pursuit. And loving Michael Jackson as much as I do, he's from my hometown, and we ravished him, and we've always been behind him and his family. I do want to say that there is a point when you must love yourself from the inside out. And whatever feature that people do not like about you, let them get over it. You don't have to get over it. He might have went to the extreme to change some of his aesthetics, and it caused him some very dreadful times in his life, I do believe. However, nevertheless, there are a lot of people getting facial cosmetics aesthetics done to their face when they can internalize by taking things such as iodine to help beautify the soft tissue and to beautify it, making it beautiful. No matter what skin you're in or what tone of color you're in, it doesn't matter. God made us this way, and whatever package we were given, we have to live with that. Now, if there's some dreadfully, this growth or gross thing that's wrong with us that's keeping us from going to the public because it's hideous, then that's a different thing. But the skin color you're in, don't change it. Don't even use bleaching creams because that can also have its side effects as well. I want to talk to you again about iodine and what it does to beautify the body. Ladies and gentlemen, just this mineral alone is not going to do the trick, but there's other minerals that you can be consuming, as I talked to you about, in eating those raw vegetables so that you don't block any of these absorptions. Now, in this article, it goes on to say the human growth hormone, which is at the beginning, were extracted from the bovine. Do you know what bovine is? That is from the cattle, from the cow, from a bull or calf. The bovine injected into the ultra-wealthy. It was injected into the ultra-wealthy people. They have a long and debatable journey. The process of harvesting was so difficult that the industry quickly progressed to using genetic modifications to create a stabilized injectionable substance that they claim would restore youth. Even none of the average price of a series of these injections is between $10,000 to $25,000 a year. Beyond that. Now, what they're saying to you is that those people want you so bad. They want it rapidly and fast that they're going to have injections of bovine put in their body. And they're going to their doctors, and they're calling it legal because the doctor prescribed it. Drugs are drugs, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to say that. You can take prescription drugs and become addicted to them. And either way, whether you see the junkie in the urban setting putting a needle in his arm or someone in their Beverly Hills home injecting themselves with a needle, I think it's dangerous. And I even think that anything you use for weight loss that you have to inject in your body with the needle and you don't have proper instruction from a doctor is dangerous. And anything that you want too fast and rapidly, it could cost you something. You want to stay away from those measures because it should not be at the extent of your health. You take wholesome whole foods such as the iodine I was speaking to you about. If you don't want to get them from your pharmacist or your health foods, you can go and buy them from the store. Right at Meijer's here in our community, there is a seaweed that has chock full of iodine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, as I said, I want to offer a disclaimer, iodine is not going to be the miracle, all-time miracle, but it can help normalize your metabolism so that you are not, I repeat, working with an inactive metabolism or an overactive, because either one is bad for you. Now, I'll read you something about the study. A study of growth hormones released after the oral administration of the lipophile amino acid biobotanical complex. I'll just read a paragraph. And this is by Dr. Mark L. Gordon, okay, the Millennium Health Group. Out in California, and he wrote this in November 2001. He said, the summary, the manufacturer is a prominent developer and the manufacturer of the nutritional supplement using a unique delivery system. This proprietary delivery system is now being used to enhance the absorption and the cellular transport of an important precursor. Now, I want to come to an end here on our topic. I hope I've been knowledgeable for you. I hope I've given you a chance to see that we can take matters in our own hand and feed ourselves good nutrition with lots of minerals, or we can go and buy wheatgrass, we can buy raw foods and take a handful of sprouts and get our alfalfa out and make sure that we are eating good. I want you to know that eating good is very, very important for you, but you also have to know when you have a deficiency. You need to watch your body, observe your children's body, and making sure you're nice and strong. Now, we're coming up on that 60-minute here. We're going to dance our way out of here. You know how I am about dancing. Get up on your feet. Get line one, line two. We're going to dance our way out of here. I want to thank you, and come back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Join us in this room at 646- 478-0270, and we're going to have a gentleman here from the Personality Store from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, talking to us. Come on, let's dance our way out of here. All right. You know we're going to get our eye done. We're going to keep plenty of fitting. We're going to make sure that our rest is. Make sure the mercy is out. Come on now. Thank you very much. Do have a great evening, Old Dabo.